The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The GOP primary is June the 14th. A lot of important races, a lot of primaries. And we're trying to have, as you know, as many candidates on as time permits, especially in the South Carolina House races. A lot of important races for the South Carolina House. On our guest line this morning, running for House District 4, this is in Pickens County, Matthew Kutelik is one of those candidates. And we wanted to spend a few minutes this morning with Matthew. Good morning, sir. Appreciate your time. How are you on this Friday morning?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing outstanding. It's a beautiful morning out here in Pickens County.
Pickens County is a beautiful place. I come through Pickens quite often as Peg and I are headed over to our home at Lake Kiawee. I love downtown Pickens. I missed the little donut shop that used to be on Main Street. They moved over closer to Easley, but I used to stop and pick up some donuts from time to time. All right, so Matthew, you're running for House District 4. Take a couple of minutes and give us your elevator speech on why you're running. Then we'll get into some of the details of some of the issues.
Sure, I appreciate it. Well, first of all, you know, I'm a very strong conservative Christian. And I'm a 2001 graduate of the Citadel, and my wife is from Pickens, and she's a Clemson graduate. I'm a servant of the United States Marine Corps in the areas of infantry and special operations for 20 years, and almost gave my life in defense of this country. And I currently serve as a project manager at a manufacturing plant here in Liberty. And as a father of four girls and heavily in tune with all aspects of life, I'm very concerned with the direction, obviously, of this country and the state and the district, and in particular, the amount of apathy and lethargy that there is amongst elected officials. In particular, the current elected representative in this area has been in office for 18 years. And we all know, you know, as a conservative, I think most of us believe in term limits. And there's a reason for that, because it breeds apathy, complacency, and you lose sight of the big picture and what you can influence in the area. And I'm very concerned with the far left liberal intrusion in this nation and the state and the district, in our school systems, in all walks of life. And I think it requires a new, fresh set of eyes and strong leadership, you know, a proven leader who can stand on core conservative values and project the voice to serve the people of the 4th District.
Let's talk for a minute about some of the things that the South Carolina legislature accomplished this year. You mentioned your daughters. The Save Women Sports Act was passed, which will ban transgender women from competing in women's sports. Talk with us about how you stand on that issue, and would you have voted for that?
Well, I certainly would have voted for that, but I think that's an excellent piece of legislation that was passed. However, that's a sidebar. It's not about men playing women's sports. It's about redefining the entire roles of genders and what it means to be a male and a female.
Good
and that's
point.
Where the fight is at. And
yeah.
And I'm not seeing strong conservative Christians take a stand on fundamental issues that in my particular case are founded in the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Do we believe it or not? And if we believe it, we should unashamedly stand on that principle. And it's not a matter just of religious opinion. It's a matter of observational fact, of historical fact. There's two genders, and both of them are unique and provide great contribution to society and to the family. And, you know, this all boils down to the destruction of the family, because if this, no nation has ever survived when the nuclear family has not been strong.
Yeah.
And it requires leadership to, on these fundamental issues, to win back this country. And, you know, the left is defeating us in all aspects, because they take strong stands on the most incredible issues, and seemingly conservatives just sit on the sidelines and vote the status quo. It's easy to vote for conservative laws and legislation in South Carolina. We're the most conservative state in the nation, and in particular, this district is one of the most conservative ones in the state.
Yeah.
So that's the minimum. We should go, elected officials should go above and beyond that to represent the values of the district in which they serve.
On our guest line this morning, Matthew Kudelik, he's running for House District 4, which comprises Pickens County. And you're right, Matthew, you know, when you live in a country that you literally, this week in front of the House Judiciary Committee, you had an so-called expert witness tell House Judiciary, members that a man can become pregnant and can have an abortion. I mean, you realize that you're in trouble. All right, let's move on. School vouchers. It appears that they're coming to South Carolina in some form or fashion. The House and the Senate, both are set to work out their differences in conference committee this summer. What's your take on school vouchers?
Certainly. Well, I'm very in tune with anything that deals with education in schools. My wife is a lifelong educator. My four daughters attend schools throughout the district. They've attended private school, public school, charter schools, home schools. So I'm very familiar with everything. I'm absolutely 100% pro school voucher and pro school choice. So school voucher meaning, you know, the federal government right now pays roughly $18,000 per student in the state of South Carolina. It's even greater in places like Charleston, where it's $20,000 plus. Imagine the federal government providing that voucher to parents and allowing the parents to decide what school they can send their child based off of the needs and of that individual child. You know, it could be a science and arts school. It could be one that's focused on math. It could be one that's focused on the trades. You know, in particular, everyone learns differently, and people have different skills and abilities. The education system that was privatized could match those needs and abilities, and you know, the free market would take over. You would have great competition, better teacher or more pay for teachers, and children and parents could choose where they send their children. And if there is a far left Marxist indoctrination outsider coming into the school and indoctrinating our schools on highly divisive critical race theory, the parents could say, you know what, I'm not going to send my child there. I'm going to send them to the other school and pay them my $18,000 a year so my child can receive the teaching that is required to set them up for lifelong success.
Yeah. Matthew Kudelik on our guest line this morning. All right, I want to talk about some things that did not get passed this session. And one of those issues is very personal to me, and I've asked every single House candidate that I have interviewed about how they feel about the repeal of the Certificate of Need. Right now, I believe our large hospital systems, healthcare providers, are able to prevent competition by using this antiquated law. I saw it firsthand last year when I had some health issues, needed surgery, had to wait in an area where we have an organization that says they're the largest healthcare provider in the state. If elected, will you support fully repealing the Certificate of Need?
I certainly will. So I'm all about medical freedom. You know, there's a huge racketeering system in place right now amongst the insurance companies, these huge hospital conglomerates, and results in massive fraud, waste, and abuse, and dependency upon pharmaceutical drugs. So you cannot receive the care and treatment that you need that suits your needs and desires because you're relying upon the insurance companies, relying on the hospitals, the drugs. So in my particular, I can use myself as an example. So there is a provider that near the 4th District that they do not take health insurance. We pay out of pocket, receive the care and treatment we need. It's kind of like an old school doctors where you can go on call, receive the treatment you require, pay them in cash accordingly on a monthly basis, and you can go from there. So it eliminates all the bureaucracy from the entire system. But yep. Again, it's a fundamental challenge that we have when bureaucrats and these massive bureaucracies get in charge, and it's a huge wealth making scheme. And ultimately, the person that is impacted the most is the individual. And we have a huge health crisis in the United States of America. Take a walk outside and look at the average health of the average American, and it's ultimately, to me, it causes dependency upon the federal government for aid, care, and treatment, which is not good.
Yeah. You can find additional information on Matthew at votemathewkudelik.com, votemathewkudelik.com. We have about a minute left, Matthew. You're challenging an incumbent. You mentioned it earlier. He's been there for 18 years. Now, some would argue that, his seniority, allows him to do things for Pickens County that otherwise would not be able to. Of course, he was just recently elected, majority leader by his peers. Why should voters in District 4 make a change come, June 14th?
Because if it hasn't been taken care of in the last 18 years, what leads us to believe it's going to be taken care of in the next 2 years? The 18-year incumbent doesn't even have a website where he can publish his priorities, his objectives, his goals, what he's accomplished. He is not active on social media. It's a typical microcosm of what happens when people stay in office for far too long. They become apathetic and complacent, out of touch with reality. They lose focus and lose the ability to understand how much influence that they actually have. And if we're going to do what you said previously in the previous caller as far as...
Did we lose Matthew? All right, I'm gonna put him on hold, Tommy. Let him know that we had an issue there.
All right.
Okay, we had a little difficulty there. I wanted to give Matthew Kudelik one last minute to finish that thought on why voters in the 4th District should make a change. Matthew, back to you.
Thank you, Joey, and I apologize for cutting out there. Why the change? So I think 18 years is far too long for an elected official to serve in a state house district. It requires new leadership, fresh vision, and someone who's willing to take a stand on key issues so we can win back this nation, this state, and this district, and so we can go back to our core conservative principles and values that this country was founded upon. You know, and if it has not been accomplished in 18 years, what makes us lead to believe that it's going to be accomplished in the next 2 years?
Yep.
And so in order to impact change, you got to have a new person in that position, and that person could be me. And you can go to votemathewkudelik.com to find out all about me and where I stand on critical issues.
Yeah. Matthew, again, thank you for your time. And look, and thank you for being out there. You know, I have great admiration for anyone who puts their name on the ballot. It's a tough thing to do. June 14th, this is House District 4 in Pickens. Matthew, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Joe. You as well.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.